Okay, so we're now only 40 minutes away from the start of the pre-show, and the stadium really is starting to fill up now. A Mexican wave just went round, and it comes back to...
What do you call them?
Wave. Oh, okay. Liz being from North America, they are. It's like you probably have like a British something, which we just call a... I don't know. Do you have British tea and we just call it tea or something?
No, we just call it tea as well.
Okay.
We have like British English and American English and Canadian English.
We just call it right and wrong. that was exciting. Luckily that... I mean, I'm not a big fan of audience participation. Oh, here comes the wave again. Here we go. I sort of lifted my neck up a bit, but didn't really participate.
I've never actually been in a stadium where that's actually worked, let alone working twice now.
The last time I saw it happen was I went to see Gladiators being filmed when I was about 8.
Wow.
And similar things happened. We don't have the big foam hands in the stadium. There's plenty with volunteers pointing towards the stadium, but no one in the stadium has them, unfortunately. So we can't say anything about the show. But I'm sure if you check Twitter, there'll be lots of spoilers on there. A bit like for The Dark Knight Rises. But unlike The Dark Knight Rises, I don't think the Riddler's going to pop up in this one. So the screens are now showing the Olympic rings waving in a sort of a faux windswept
lights
effect.
Lights have come on now.
And some lights are on. Hopefully the sun will go down soon so we can see what actually happens.
And also not burn. Although, given how long we've been outside, I think we've probably burned by now.
A bit late for that. So we will report back later.